Hello, welcome to NC Asian American Ministries Podcast. My name is Sammy Ju, and I'm your host. Today is episode 2 with Haji. Hello, Haji, how are you?
Hi, Sammy, I'm doing well. Thank you.
Awesome, great. Well, thank you for sharing about your personal stories in the previous episode.
It's my pleasure.
In this episode, we want to talk about Japanese Christians and ministries in the United States. We know that Japan is one of the biggest mission fields, and because there are still only about 1% of Christians So I have a lot of questions about Japanese Christians and what God is doing among Japanese here and there. Right. So, well, first of all, I want to know your current ministry involvement. So can you tell us about your church and what is your ministry role at the Rooted Church?
Right. Yeah, thank you, Sammy. My current role and the current church I attend is actually at Asian American Church Plant right now. And, you know, it's Asian American, but also I think multi-ethnic at this point. It's a church called Rooted Church that's meeting in the Raleigh area. And I'm just one of the core leaders as part of the launch team in these initial stages. So we're wearing multiple hats. Like, I'm growth group leader at the same time as doing some administrative things, as well as, you know, some items like, you know, doing AV when you need to help with, you know, whether it be preaching or whatever it may be that needs to get done. I would say I'm just a lay leader at this church plant and serving in whatever capacity that I can and whatever needs that may arise. So that's kind of the church context that I'm serving in right now. Mm-hmm. But before that, though, just for some context for this conversation, I obviously grew up in my previous episode talked about my dad being a Japanese pastor. So I grew up in a Japanese church, immigrant Japanese church, if you will, a first generation Japanese church up in New Jersey. And also when I was in Atlanta for my schooling, I was at a Japanese church in Atlanta as well. So I've had opportunities to serve in both of those contexts prior to serving at Rooted.
Yeah. Well, study says 30% of Japanese in the United States are Protestants, whereas only 1% are Christians in Japan. I think that's a huge difference. What makes that difference?
Right. And I'm definitely surprised by those statistics a little bit. But I think what makes the difference, I think it's hard to tell. But I think one of the elements probably is a little bit more of an openness, and an openness to visit church, to visit church functions. And another element probably is just people being hungry for Japanese community. I would say a lot of those people that are in Japan, and especially on the East Coast, I grew up on both, so I served in both churches in New Jersey and Atlanta, so I can only speak on the East Coast. West Coast might have a different environment and a different, context there. But on the East Coast, at least, we tend to have a lot more expats rather than, you know, people that are just immigrating and staying in the United States. So in those contexts, you know, whether it be the husband working and then the wife having to stay home a lot of times, I think there's a hunger and a desire to meet in a Japanese, other people that are Japanese, and being in a search for Japanese community. So I think that allows just makes it a little bit easier and people a little bit more open to just meeting a lot of different type of people, including people of different faith, and that opens doors, I think, for, you know, the Christian message and people to meet Christians and actually get to know them beyond like, oh, this person's really weird, which is probably how most Christians are kind of seen in Japan, depending on where you are. And if you're in Tokyo, maybe not so much, because there's all kinds of people in Tokyo, but especially, you know, if you get outside of the major cities, you definitely are seen with a very weird, you know, lens, if you will. So I would say that just the openness, a little bit of the when in Rome mentality, you know, when in the States, you know, let's follow and celebrate church and Christmas and Easter church, and people being open to those things, and also people being open to communities.
Okay. Now, how does first generation Japanese churches in the United States look like, and how are they different from typical churches in the United States?
Right. I mean, I think this is applicable to most churches in the U.S., not just the East Coast, but at least in the East Coast for sure, they tend to be a lot smaller. So I think the largest churches that I know of in the States are maybe 150, 200. There may be churches, some churches that are larger, and particularly in like Hawaii or in California, but on the East Coast, a lot of them are a lot smaller. So what that means, I think, in a lot of times, it means you get to, you know everyone, which is kind of nice. You get to have a lot more of that intergenerational discussions and feedback, and which I think might be unique to a Japanese church, as opposed to a church that, you know, has a lot of people at all different types of ages. But it also means almost everyone is serving, which is nice, but also it has its own challenges as well. You generally are thin in terms of the resources that you have and the ways that you can be reaching out to the public and doing, whether it be outreaches or anything like that. So a lot of events are hard to put together. It requires a lot of buy-in from a lot of people, to sacrifice a lot, to make any of those things happen, just because of the size of the churches, I would say. And I would say, because I talked about it earlier, there tends to be a lot more expats. There's a lot of turnaround, I would say, in a lot of the Japanese churches. It's a blessing to be a sending church a lot of times, where, you know, people would come to your church, and but then eventually would have to go to their next assignment, whether it be in the military context or, you know, next assignment from like just work perspective, right? So I think those are kind of two unique elements, I think, of Japanese churches in the U.S.
So do you see the strong bond or partnerships between those Japanese churches because they are smaller, so maybe they may think that will be strong?
Right.
Being stronger, better together.
Right.
Do you see that mentality, or how do you think?
Right, yeah, that's a good question, Sammy. I never served at a fully Chinese or a fully Korean or other Asian church, ethnic churches, so I don't have a measuring stick and benchmark, but I would say that, generally speaking, I would agree. To the extent that there are churches close by, there is a lot more partnership and doing things together that is there. But at the same time, there are sometimes limitations, just because, again, there's a lot of desire to put things together, to come together. Each church has their own functions as well, usually, and it's sometimes, you know, difficult to kind of make all of those things align when you're already short-staffed. So right. There's a lot of elements to consider, those things.
What are some exciting stories God is doing among Japanese in the United States?
I would say, so actually, this is on point to what you just brought up, Sammy. It's a parachurch organization, but it's called Japanese Christian Fellowship Network.
Japanese Christian Fellowship Network.
Okay. And this is not just the U.S., but it's actually a global network that is really, you know, trying to reach out to the next generation, and as well as people, you know, people of all ages as well. But particularly, I think, some of the elements sprung up from an Urbana conference, special groups meeting. So at that Urbana conference, there was a cohort of Japanese Christians, I think, that met, and they kind of started some events that they put together, and it kind of grew into this network, I believe. And I think that is always just encouraging to see. There's always energy and excitement when they're putting together something together where people across the world, and even if it's just a U.S. event, people across the U.S. being able to come together and encourage one another and at times get to spend time with people that are the same age group. An element of what I said earlier about being in smaller churches, you might not have people that are in your same age group in your churches locally, and And while it is a great blessing, I think, to be have that intergenerational fellowship, there are times I think that our needs that are unique to that specific life stage and specific time age groups that just needs, you know, counseling and sometimes just someone to talk to,
right.
and have conversations with. So having that space is just something that's really encouraging. I know to a lot of my friends that are Japanese and Christians, they all look forward to being able to get together and gather in those instances. And even when they're not putting something together, just being able to develop those friendships there, and then once they kind of scatter, still have those connections. So that's just something that I think might be uniquely in this day and age that some of those elements are made possible, being able to gather everyone to one place. But at the same time, it's just exciting to see the gospel being, you know, passed from one generation to another.
Mm-hmm.
People really being pouring out and pouring their energy and time to make sure that there's a space for the next generation people to kind of get together and
mm-hmm.
and explore the gospel and explore who Jesus is. So that's something that's exciting.
Mm-hmm.
With that said, you know, I think that's just something that has always been happening in terms of the gospel being passed from one generation to another. It just looks differently, right?
Mm-hmm.
In different times, in different contexts and spaces.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, what are some challenges Japanese Christians in the United States face?
Right. Challenges, yeah. That's a very good question. So I think on the East Coast in particular, this is with just churches that I've been part of and I've seen. It almost seems that a lot of these Japanese churches are approaching at a critical point where a lot of the first generation people or the founding members are getting older. And as I mentioned earlier, Japanese people, expats that come, tend to come and go, and they have their role, you know, in this great fabric of the global church, of being ministers and being ambassadors of Christ for Japanese people in Japanese context globally. But for the local church here on the East Coast, a lot of the times what that leaves is a reality of people pouring in, but the next generation not necessarily being there because they're just not there long term.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm seeing, I think a lot of it is just this handing of the baton, and have each of these churches really having to consider what does it mean to be a Japanese ethnic congregation in this local community. What does it mean? There's definitely still value, I think, and I believe, for there to be a congregation that meets speaking the Japanese language, so that people that come continue to have an opportunity to hear the gospel. But as we think about sustainability, as we think about what is the best way to do this, I think a lot of these churches are coming to a critical point. Not necessarily a critical point in the sense that it's just a challenging consideration, I think, for a lot of these church leaders all along the East Coast that are leading Japanese churches here. And as I said earlier, just because a product of not having a lot of people and the church size being small, again, there's benefits to that, but the other side is it is a lot of times very it's hard to do big outreaches or reach the next layer of people. So I would say that really figuring out what is the best way to move forward, how can we faithfully serve the local community and at the same time the Japanese community, for those that might continue to come into the areas, is a consideration that a lot of these churches are having to go through.
Mm. What do you think the biggest need among Japanese Christians in the United States?
That's a big question. I would say encouragement, and possibly encouragement across the ethnic boundaries. I think, yeah, I've just been so blessed personally. When I was in those Japanese church contexts, to be encouraged by my Korean, my Chinese, my Filipino Christians that were around me, that would invite me at times to their fellowship, for me to get a taste of what it's like to have people my age and the people, you know, to fellowship with and maybe play basketball with or whatever it might be. And I think there, yeah, is a lot that can, a lot of energy that you just get, just knowing that you're not alone, that you're not alone on this journey. Sometimes you feel like you're just laboring. And to get this encouragement from, you know, communities that you're not necessarily expecting it, I think it goes a long way. And it went a long way for me personally when I was serving. And when I was in college, for example, I really did get encouraged a lot, both at my Japanese church, but also when I was serving that Japanese church, in my Asian American fellowships that were on campus, just hearing what God is doing all across the world. Sometimes it's so easy to get focused, laser focused on your own ministry that you're involved with. It's really refreshing to hear what God is doing elsewhere. And if you're involved in ethnic ministry, sometimes you don't get to hear what's going on all the time, just in the local neighborhoods around you. So I'd say encouragement's big. Yeah. That's probably one of the big things that I would say. And in similar idea, I guess openness and probably just having those spaces to explore multicultural ministry or multicultural just fellowship, what it means to be part of a global church, and to be able to encourage one another, spur one another on, yet still be, you know, focused and engaged in the specific ethnic ministries that we might be involved in.
Yeah, that's great. My last question for you is, how can next generation of Japanese Americans grow as disciples of Christ?
Right. No. So this is my view. This is a big question, right? So this kind of almost is my view, as a second generation Japanese American, and these views aren't necessarily completely formulated or concrete, to be honest. But I think a lot of it is going to be partnering with local organizations in the community and laying roots in the community. When you're an ethnic church, it's really hard, but just because a lot of times people are traveling 45 minutes, hour, 2 hours at times to come to your church, because it's the only Japanese church anywhere, anywhere in the vicinity. And some congregations meet once a month just because there aren't enough pastors or leaders to kind of facilitate those meetings or gatherings or times of worship. It's hard to be there all the time, and I think there's an element of maybe needing to lay roots in our local organizations, though, in local neighborhoods as a Japanese church, and allowing spaces for multicultural ministry, and maybe inviting, it might look weird because a lot of that will have to be in English. And that's probably always the struggle for leaders of these Japanese churches, who are trying to cater to the Japanese people who haven't heard the gospel yet. But looking for people that would kind of journey with you in the neighborhoods, in the local communities, even if they have language barriers, to join with you to reach Japanese people in your local neighborhoods. And that might be idealistic, and that might be very hard to actually materialize or actualize, but I really do think there's an element of needing to be a little bit more aware of what's going on within the communities locally, plugging ourselves in and drawing people that are locally there, that are open to the gospel, and particularly reaching out to the Japanese in that area to seek more partnerships, essentially.
Wow, that's great. Well, brother, thank you so much for sharing about your perspectives on ministries, and that's definitely informational, but I think that there's a great need that God can meet in the future for His glory.
Sure.
Listeners, if you want to hear more podcasts from us, find NC Asian American Ministries Center podcast and subscribe it. You can listen to our weekly podcast update. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you in the next episode.